Jarvis, drop my needle.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive
her king.
King, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a
Happy
New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your Hulk. Glad tidings for Christmas and a
Happy
New Year.
It's the Oh Hot or Not Christmas Minisode!
Yay!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
What happy holidays!
Look at you being inclusive.
Yes, yeah. I am.
I'm Siskoid.
I'm Elise.
I'm DJ Nut.
I'm Shotgun.
I'm Isabel.
Josie.
And as you can hear, this isn't a normal episode where we play the same music as usual or the. And we're not going to be looking at an issue of Ohatmu, the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition. That's not what we're doing today.
Why are they listening to us?
Why are we even here?
Yes. For Christmas cheer. It's because I decided to give the girls a special Hot or Not gift, which is this box here, this pink box.
Look at the box!
It's all wrapped in pink and polka dots.
You really don't need to put it that close up to the mic.
Like she cares.
And, well, I'll let you open it, and then I think
do we open it together?
Open it!
Whoa! There's comics! Explain! So these are
our favorite!
Oh no!
So basically what I did, this show was born as a text piece on the Legion of Super Bloggers, right? Where these very same women talked about, at length, about every member of the Legion of Superheroes and decided if they were hot or not, and then it became a podcast, right?
Yes.
So I gave each of you, except Jose, which is my favorite right now, everybody got basically a Sun Boy comic.
No!
Because he's...
He's
absolutely,
oh, that's disgusting.
Absolutely the worst.
He really is.
Is that supposed to be Sunboy? Is not on the cover of mine.
He's inside.
Perfect.
Maybe that's where he died.
And Jose got an issue of Captain America with the big spoon.
Okay.
And I mean, he's in here, but there's also a Captain America comic, with Armadillo in it, that I'm giving her, but
that's awesome.
She couldn't be here today.
But for the rest of us, we have
Sunboy.
Right.
Thanks. A lot.
So this will basically be very short, pithy, I'm sure, reactions to the interior, or the covers and the interiors of these comics from each of the...
We need to open them?
To get to the interior, you usually do.
Wait, do we do one at a time?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I guess I have mine out.
No, I never wait for the others.
So, Shotgun, which comic do you have?
I have, it's The Legion of Superheroes, number 17, At the Mercy of the Promethean Giants.
For comics fans out there, this is volume 7 of The Legion. So you're looking for Sunboy, basically.
Yeah, I will find him at some point, maybe. Is this...
Oh my god, it's the one when he dies! Yes! The one where his head is crushed by a spaceship! It truly is Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good time.
Oh my god, is that all? Are they just burying him? No, not even. They don't have the time. It's just... Oh
no, when you don't have the time. Yes. Like, I was gonna bury him, but...
Whatever, it's just Sunboy.
Sunboy is actually the worst. So
you have the Sunboy kill shot.
Oh, that's amazing.
Frame that awesome. Shit.
I love that they had to point out who he was.
Sunboy,
aka Dirk Morgna, Earth, Solar Energy Generation and Manipulation, and just... Because there's no face, there's a spaceship.
It just really crushed his head. That's a rough way to go.
There's no coming back from that.
No. Aww. Does it like start like that, or do we see him in the beginning?
No, it's just a straight up dead.
Just like, oh no, what's happening? Dead.
It's the death.
No, there what's happened? Face. Oh, no I, more.
Whoa.
What?
That dude's face is fantastic.
That's his face?
I think so.
That's his mouth.
Who is this guy?
Is it his reaction to her boobs?
How is that that reaction to her boobs? They're quite exposed.
I'm going to have to put that panel on the Fire and Water blog now.
Yeah. And their translator's not working, so it's just a potato sack screaming.
Potato sack screaming.
That's the name of my band.
All right, who's next?
I'm going next.
Okay.
Because I have the Legionnaires Under the Sea.
Under the Sea.
Legionnaires number 7.
Look at that face. Ugh.
Cover has Sun Boy hold in bare
look,
chest.
Look at that ugly... Not just bare... He looks like he's naked.
He looks like he is a mermaid.
And everyone is wearing bathing suits.
Yeah, it's Triad 3 times.
I don't... It,
or
this is actually
girl.
The first comic I've ever opened.
Jesus. Is this usually open for you?
Wait, that's... is this... That's part of the reboot, though, right?
That's before the reboot, so they've...
Really? Oh, they look all the same.
It's the 5YL Legion. It's very complicated.
Okay.
It's,
so I won't be reviewing this at some point in our blog.
The Legionnaires become adults at one point.
Okay.
And then it's like a dark future.
Okay.
And then they find clones of themselves when they were young, and these guys get their own comic called Legionnaires. So it's like young versions of the real Legionnaires.
Okay, it starts with the Atlanteans never encouraged visitors before Earth was destroyed, but now tourism is one of their only surviving industries. Which is funny, given my current job.
Wow.
So is Sunboy just like visiting? This is like vacation Sunboy? Well, is that what's up?
He's vacation Sunboy.
He's taking a cruise to Canada.
Yep. It's, he takes a vacation to Atlantis and he falls in love with a mermaid.
Wow.
Oh, does he combine fire and water? And then we're just,
it's the true story of how Rob and Shag met.
Aww.
Shag
wins.
So romantic.
Shag wins.
I hate him. He's just so smug.
On the cover, his face is so smug. He's like, yeah, got this mermaid.
I got
bitch.
All these bitches.
He's like, got the mermaid bitches.
Well, look at how smug he is there. And he's like, I want girlfriend? Triad? Oh no.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I want to punch him.
So he's dissing Triad of all the girls to diss?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I hope he calls them mer
She's
bitches.
She's a friend. That's all.
Mer bitches.
It's like, the mermaid is super like fangirling over him.
Oh no.
Rose.
Come on,
ladies,
mermaid.
You should know better than that. Ladies, you're worth so much more.
Is it like because it's like forbidden? Because he's like Sun Boy? I feel like
no,
that's...
He's a human.
It's a Romeo and Juliet. Ooh.
There's a lot of.
Is that splashing?
And splashing.
Sploom!
Sploom!
It should be sploosh!
Sploom. No, it's an explosion underwater.
Whack! Bonk! Comics are funny.
This is your first one.
Ploof!
There are a whole lot of sound effects.
Well, we're underwater after all.
I wonder if people just like sit around trying to spell, like making sounds and then spell it.
Like,
I do it.
Sploom.
I remember being in high school and being like, how would I pronounce this like sound? I would just like try to write it and the teacher was like, what is this?
Just like, wrong, you fail.
Always.
What's the matter, babe?
Vomit.
He's just so terrible.
Oh, his hair is really bad on my cover.
It's like the start of a mullet.
Yeah.
Mm, disgusting.
So are you next now? So that's Legion of Superheroes, Volume 4, number 35.
My favorite thing is the fact that there are two fonts, because it's called Sun Boy meets Sun Boy. One of the Sun Boys is on fire.
So that's the one with that's what I was talking about earlier, the like the dark adult Sun Boy, and then there's the young clone.
Oh, really?
Sun Boy.
I don't want two of them.
But his hair is really terrible on this cover.
That is terrible hair.
Oh my god, I hadn't looked at it. It is disgusting.
Yeah, it really is.
I think that his hair in my comic are just perfect.
Crushed and probably bleeding.
Yes.
There's fire now, so he's here.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what's going on here?
I don't Terrifying know. Terror, that's what's happening. Oh, no, someone's... Oh, he's saying to help them. That's just sad now. No, I'm sad. I feel bad I laughed at him.
No, I don't.
The fire dude is asking for help.
Is that him?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the Ooh. Calcinated zombie,
Yeesh.
That is the adult Sunboy.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's a little sad.
That I don't think you're the only sad. Ones who hated him.
I don't understand how this functions.
Comics.
Not, I was just going
to
say.
One panel comics. To the next. There's movement right. between the panels that you don't see, but you got to imagine.
Right to left.
No, it's right, left to right.
Left to right.
Fuck! So basically, a version of, I don't know why, but a version of himself is on fire on a planet, and another version of himself is like, who's that gross dude? Like, that's what's happening?
This is accurate?
You got it.
Oof.
Comics.
That's so confusing. Really fucked up. Man, this is dark. It's some dark shit.
Yeah. Well, I know how dark you like it. I have no idea what that means. I don't
know. Lights off, wait. Always.
Was that blood? Like fireworks Here? Of blood?
Oh, it does look like blood.
Oh, God. Imagine.
What is it, though? Is it?
It's no, fireworks. It's just confettis and fireworks.
It's
we win. Like,
it's enough. Woo! It's
okay, okay.
It's They're enough. Celebrating the fact
it's
that
It's an operation
went.
Gone wrong.
They're celebrating the fact that Sunboy is dead. We're like, fuck Sunboy. We win!
I just realized...
It's over!
It's really not that different, people, like... Like screaming in a happy dance and yelling of fear.
Yeah, I
it's agree. Like the same.
The speech bubbles are very important in that case.
But yeah, there's not a lot of Sunboy there.
No,
but
it's just
I just mean, enough.
He, Too much. He's a burning corpse, and then he sees himself, and he's like, "Shit."
Your turn, Zibo.
Okay. I have number 286. It says Dr. Regulus. Is hot to kill. There's a bunch of fire on the word hot.
That's important.
Everyone's Fonts. Dead on the cover.
Ooh.
Ooh. What?
Well, probably not dead. Superman and the guy with the antennae. I don't remember his
Chameleon
name.
Chameleon Boy.
Chameleon Boy.
Oh. I remember their faces.
Exactly.
They're all, are they dead?
No.
No.
What's happening around them? Is it just like space?
It's fire and light.
And bubbles?
Magic.
Magic.
Powers.
Who's he fighting? Dr. Regulus?
Yeah, Dr. Regulus is like the guy that was part of his origin story. They both gave themselves fire powers.
Old friends, new relatives, and other corpses.
Oh my gosh.
That's the title.
Perfect.
That Are they is playing volleyball at the beach?
This is supposed to be a friendly game.
Oh. And then murder.
Oh, those Where's corpses. Our friend now?
I like the close-ups on the faces. It just looks so angry there.
Don't star, yeah.
And what did you say, Chameleon Boy?
Chameleon Boy.
On this page just really looks like... just like looking straight at us.
Like, you know, like, he caught you doing something
it does
you're not
look
supposed
like
to. I'm in this comic.
They're like breaking the fourth wall.
Me, like, I see you eating that extra cheesy.
It's like, I oh. see you.
Actually, people keep staring directly at us in this. Look at him. Is this looking at us too?
Yeah. Don't flip the page like that.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Well, it's hers. She can do what she wants.
I know, but...
I know at least that you're like... very knowledgeable about comics.
Look at Nats. It's all oh. so distorted already.
No, that wasn't my intention.
keep them in the plastics. That will bother me if they're not.
Well, I won't do it just because you said that. Aww. I will put it not in the
All
plastics.
No, don't do that.
All my comics are in the folder, in another thing, in a box, in my closet to make sure it doesn't...
She has a separate home.
I have insurance on all my comics and manga.
Do you?
No.
I'm not rich.
His yeah. hair looks stupid there, too.
He's just had really bad hair choices in his
Does he
his
burn
life.
His hair instead of cutting it?
Oh, that would smell terrible. I hope he doesn't.
Wow, it does not.
Okay, that is an amazing castle.
Oh, wow.
That is majestic.
Ooh. I need this castle exactly as is.
We'll start on that.
What about Princess Projectra's castle?
It's on fire.
Is Sunboy in there? Because he's an asshole like that.
I don't know, but Curdy Kid is.
I really want to see what Jose thinks of the Big Spoon in actual story.
Oh.
Yay!
Okay, Marvel 25th anniversary, number 316 in April, possibly. Is that it?
Yes. Okay. Captain America 316, yeah.
Armadillo attack, 82 stories high. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm nervous.
What if he's not hot?
I don't care. I've decided already.
It's like there's nothing that will make Sunboy hot, so. Moving forward. Looking for a big spoon. Oh, he's wearing a trench coat and a top hat!
Oh! Is that a top hat? It's not really a top hat,
though. A fedora, I don't care. He's so handsome looking.
A hat.
He's a small gentleman. Oh, he's a Viking prince.
Okay, still hot.
We lost her. We can't hear him in
bed.
And he's like caring. Oh, he's hugging on.
Aww, Armadillo.
Oh, no, he's gone. Oh, he's in a fight. Oh, no, is he okay?
Is it training?
Is it a bad guy?
It's a wrestling.
Oh, it's like a wrestling ring. Oh, Captain America is shaking his head, but he's drinking a martini.
Yay!
Lost.
Oh, I'm so glad he's drinking a martini.
Look how big he is.
Yeah, the Wait. Better to spoon you with.
Is Armadillo asking Captain America, what are you?
Ellipses. So it's, what are you, what, yeah, what are you doing here, why?
I prefer George, like, what is even this thing?
What is this?
You're a giant armadillo man. And you have the gall. To ask another person, what are you?
And that other person is Captain America.
Okay, I can breathe again. We're good to go. Whew. Fighting, being badass. Oh,
his shell looks really round.
I want to play drums on it.
Oh my god,
that's, instruments.
Is he going to a place called Valentine?
No,
he's got a hot date.
He's throwing something at Captain America.
Nice. His hot date is with Captain America.
The name of the store.
It's a French designer.
Valentino's Italian.
Ah, damn. My knowledge is weak.
Wait, is it just like a constant plug for stores? Because there's a Macy's here.
Product placement.
Macy's is not a sponsor of this podcast. No.
But apparently of this comic. He's going up the building.
Oh. Just a building. You know, the Empire State Building, but other buildings are available.
I was thinking of skyscraper, but I was thinking of billboard, and you knew that wasn't right.
Are they fighting, or are they just hugging with
you? Oh, they're totally hugging.
Like, look at his eyes. He's so sweet looking.
Oh.
But life goes on.
I think this is the bit where he consoles him over his wife leaving him or something. Aww. Remember that story?
Aww.
Because how it ends. It's super romantic at the end.
It is?
Yeah, Hawkeye asks, so what the heck was all that about, Cap, after the whole mayhem? And then, yeah, Cap says, love.
Aww.
Oh, that was heart.
I love both of them. Yay.
Yeah, so I gave Amélie the other one where the first appearance of Armadillo.
But can we back look at him rolling around?
Hopefully she'll share.
I want to see it closer, please.
It's just so funny. It's just so cute.
I'm still not over the trench coat and the hat.
So,
do you think he's like, I'll blend in this way?
Final result, it's going to be a spring wedding. Okay. I'm really excited. Pink and silver, Nelly, bridesmaid, let's cool. go.
This was our Christmas minisode. Next time, we'll, you know.
Oh my god, the bed is all destroyed.
We'll regular it.
But look, he's like hugging her. He's like caressing her and being like, it's okay. I'm Armadillo. I'll protect you.
I guess you didn't catch my hint that we're saying goodbye.
Are we?
Never. We're never leaving. We're staying.
But I'm hungry.
We're going to order food for delivery.
And, and we're asking the delivery guy to give his impression of our comments.
So stay tuned for next episode.
That's not going to happen.
Where Jeremy tells us. Well, thank you for the gifts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for the gift of the death of Sunboy.
And my future wedding.
I'm going to frame this.
I'll just put it in my collection with the others.
That's a much more reasonable.
I think we should all have
the death scene.
We should have that on a 8x10 framed picture. Everyone in our living room. We need that. I'm on it.
It doesn't
on
really the mantle. Go with my color scheme. I'm sorry.
It's blue.
I'm sorry. My things are not blue. They're turquoise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's sort of turquoise-y.
I feel like that's pretty close.
Have you been drawn into the conversation? I'm totally going to frame this because he's getting his ass kicked on it. So.
Yeah. Good. Almost looks like if he's getting kicked in the crotch.
Oh, yeah. And that's best case scenario.
Yeah. Or I mean, the face mushed.
He definitely deserved it. Yeah. And whatever happened,
what an
he deserved it.
I like the contrast. The sweet armadillo, douchebag sun boy.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to
happy holidays!
Thank you for listening.
Hope you had fun. We always appreciate your comments, so please leave them at fireandwaterpodcast.com, on the Facebook page, or on Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts. Fuck 2016, see you in 2017, and until then, be hot, don't be not.
I'm Siskoid.
That cat's going into that cupboard.
Oh my god, is that the penis outfit for Invisible Kid?
The penis outfit?
Where he has... Yes! Yes, it's the penis outfit!
It is!
What?
He's being attacked by mushrooms.
Or penises. I'm not sure.
You know when you can't tell the difference between a penis and a mushroom?
My mother really likes the kind of mushroom that's called Shaggy Mane. Oh. And it really looks like a penis.
Well, hello, Elise's mom, if you're listening.
She just Googled the mushroom. I want to see it now!